John.
Hello, Mr. President.
I hope I'm not getting you out of a meeting.
No, I'm just about to speak.
I saw these stories in the paper this morning, and...
Apparently it was too hot to hold.
I regret very much. We are running an FBI. We haven't completed it now.
Well, I think on the basis of these stories, there's nothing to do but for you to put it out.
Well, I can't until we get the report, of course. I wouldn't want to put out an announcement until we got it. I've talked to nobody about it but you and Walter, and I don't know where they came out, but...
Well, the Washington Post was driving us crazy all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And we kept ducking and ducking and ducking, and they're still on it.
Yeah. Well, I would think that we won't take any action at all until we hear from the FBI. And I had told them to hurry it, but told them that you wanted at least a couple of days, that he didn't think it... Somebody told me that you said you couldn't see him till Friday.
I'm seeing him tonight.
Tonight, well...
I'm seeing him tonight in New York.
All right. Well, I will let you know just as soon as I get their report, and it may be before tonight, but if it's not, whenever it comes in, maybe over the weekend, but we couldn't act until we have that, and you'll be the first one I call, and I'll talk to him about it, see how we handle it from there.
All right. Well, this is a hot one because I'm just going to be besieged.
Well, I think what we ought to tell them is what I'm going to tell them in our press conference is that we have made no decision in this matter. That we do have several investigations going on, that he is a member of our riot commission and that riot study group, and that we have Miss Shackleton and a number of the people being investigated, Dr. Fauntleroy and others for other places. And we have not made any decision on the mayor yet, and when we do, we'll announce it. But I've had, after the Walter Jenkins experience here and after the Post and the Times both burnt me to pieces on it, we don't have any presidential appointment that doesn't have a full FBI. And I think they'd murder him in the Senate if we didn't, because the first thing that they send for is the FBI. And when Thurgood Marshall comes up by McClellan and...
Well, I would think it would be advisable, Mr. President, under the circumstances, with what the terrific pressures that are on now, and I'm over at the Statler now, and the press is driving us all crazy, if the FBI could complete its work as fast as possible.
I've asked them
to do it today. It would be very important.
I've asked them to do that as soon as they could, but I've had a problem until this morning of trying not to act before...
Yeah.
You'd have a little time, as I understood you wanted it.
That's right. I'd like to have it.
And I'm going to give you all I need until I get the FBI, and when I get the FBI, I'll tell you whether I'm going to...
Well, what
it is, and if I were you, I'd just tell them that the Washington is on this riot commission, and that you do understand their investigation's being made, but the president has made no decision, and that's what I'm telling you now, and that's what I'm going to tell them today.
Okay, well, that's correct. The only new situation is all the press this morning. It's on the front page of the New York Times, you know, and that puts a new light on it since yesterday.
Well, I don't know.
I'll abide by your wish on this, and I won't say anything.
I'll let you know just as soon as it comes in what we do about it.
Oh, well, wait a minute now. Hold on a minute. My press secretary, Harry O'Donnell, just walked in the door here, and he tells me that our statement, which is a confirmatory one, is already out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
that's on the basis of the news this morning, that it's on the front page of the Times, which indicates the fact that the FBI is out, and Harry just walked in the door. He tells me that's already out.
Well, I thought you were the one that wanted a little time and for us to let you know before...
No, time, but after the front page of the Washington Post and the New York Times, I'm in a box, a very serious box. I just couldn't lie to him. I'm just not going to say that it's not there.
Well, what are you confirming? What are you not lying about?
It simply says, naturally, I'm disappointed to lose Walter Washington, but he has had no choice, and the post he's taking is a critically important one. Walter Washington is an exceptionally fine public servant, and he will do a good job in the District of Columbia as he has in New York.
Well, I would also say that the President's informed me that he has made no final decision on that. Because I told you the other day that I wouldn't make a decision until I had a chance for him to consider it and for him to make the decision and for us to complete to have the FBI. I can't appoint a man until I have that, and I don't know how you can confirm my appointment. I don't know how you can confirm an appointment that I haven't made, and I'd tell my press man that. And what I'd ordered my men to do on your request was that not to take any announcement of any kind until they notified your press man first.
What the heck is I going to do with 50 newspapers?
Well, just I would just do what we
just do what we're doing.
Just say no decision's been made on it. That's what we're going
to
do.
Now, what do you want my press man to do, Mr. President?
Well, I just want you to do what you asked me to do. Is wait until the decision's made, and when it's made, to notify you first. Now that's what we agreed to do. That's what you asked to do, and that's what we're going to do.
That's true, but that was before this thing went
well,
on the front page of the
I didn't put it on the front page anyplace, John. I haven't talked to but two people about it, you and Washington.
Well, and, those are circumstances that are sometimes beyond our control, Mr.
Well,
you know that.
But I felt obligated to notify you before we make any announcement, and I'm going to do it.
I think the way out of this is for you to direct the FBI to complete their work.
I can't direct them to complete it today. I can just direct them to complete it as early as possible. I asked them if they could to get it to me at 9 o'clock this morning, but they can't. They're going all over New York, and they're falling out to a good many things. And as soon as they do, I'll call you. Just the moment they do, but I can't tell Edgar Hoover precisely 9 o'clock.
But I just want to tell you that my press secretary already put out this statement. And there's nothing I can do about it now except to add to it if you'd like.
That's right. I surely would. I would like for you to say that the President has made no decision in the matter.
All right. The President's made no decision in the matter.
That's right. Now, do you still want me to call you before we say anything? That's what we're going to say here. And when the FBI is in, what we'd plan to do at your request was to call you and tell you and then hear anything you had to say and then act.
If you'd let me know as soon as you make a formal statement, I'd appreciate it.
I will let you know before we do. That's what we agreed to do.
Okay.
Okay.